The pensioner from Portsmouth says he's had to live in a damp house for more than 3 years. 70-year-old Arthur Keeling says the problems got so bad that his furniture and carpets have turned green. But as our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has been finding out, there are two sides to every story. And Dominic joins me now this morning in our Gunwolf Quay studio. Dominic, this really is getting Arthur down, isn't it?
Good morning, Jules. Yes, he's very unhappy. He already has a bad chest. He suffers from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and he says that the constant damp in his house is making his condition worse. He says that at times he's had to move out altogether, and at the moment he's living upstairs with the ground floor of the house now completely stripped bare. This is what Arthur had to say when I visited him at his home in Stanley Road.
Hello, Mr. Keeling.
Yeah,
Dominic Blake from the BBC. Thanks for letting me come round to see what's happening.
Well, I don't know whether I'm doing the right thing, but I think the public ought to know now. This is 3 years I've been fighting the council and the landlord.
And as soon as you come in, you can smell the damp, can't you, straight away?
Well, they're trying to say it's humidity. Mm. Is it humidity? And this is the point. I've had a letter from him this morning, or the other day, trying to say, it's a humidity. We need to put I need to put in a humidifier. I said, but you've already put a humidifier in it for 4 weeks, and it's supposed to have dried it out.
Just how bad does it get when it's at its worst?
Well, you can tell, even now, you can smell it. And when we've lifted up, I lifted up my new carpet, which I put down last week, and it went, oh, it's gone all blue. All the walls here are absolutely soaking in wet, which proved that the damp course has gone.
Yeah, and actually, if you go over to the walls and you run your hand down it, you can feel that there's actual moisture coming off the walls when I just rub that my hand on there.
Well, they're trying to say there's nothing wrong with the walls. It's drying out. I said, well, it's not drying out.
Yeah. Where's all your furniture gone?
That had to be thrown out because it was so green. In the end, everything that we touched, even some of our clothes, I had new slippers, they were green.
What impact is this having on you and on your well-being?
I've spoken to a doctor about it. The doctor has turned and said I shouldn't have to put up with this because of the COPD. And I've given a letter to the council, and I think it's gone on deaf ears, to be honest with you.
So there you are. That is the story told to Dominic by Arthur. And Dominic, Arthur has three reports which say it's rising damp, and therefore the landlord's responsibility?
Yes, that's right. Three reports. Two are from specialist treatment companies and another one is from an independent surveyor. And they all say that the problem is rising damp. Now, that's moisture coming up through the walls of the house. And Arthur says that in spite of a lot of work at the property, the landlord hasn't been able to solve that problem.
And what does the landlord say?
Well, he's given us quite a lengthy statement. His name's Dennis Marsh from Southsea. Most people know him as Bill, though. He was very happy to speak to me when I visited him at his house. But his official response has come through his lawyer, Mr. Donnelly, and it says, Mr. Keeling has lived in the house since 1989 and first raised the issue of damp in 2014. The landlord undertook remedial work, which was completed in October 2014, and that included a new chemical damp course and replastering. Mr. Keeling wasn't satisfied, and a council inspector considered that damp did still exist in the walls. The landlord agreed to remedy this, but couldn't then reach agreement on how those works should be carried out. The council went on to issue an improvement notice requiring the landlord to carry out the works with or without Mr. Keeling's agreement. And Mr. Keeling then decided to move out of the house temporarily while the works were undertaken and arrangements were agreed.
And that brings us then, Dominic, on to this year. What happened next?
Well, the statement goes on, Jules. Improvement work started in June and was completed in 6 weeks. Mr. Keeling wasn't satisfied and the landlord instructed a chartered surveyor. He found that there was no rising damp and no failure of the new or the existing slate damp-proof course. The surveyor did, however, identify some dampness in the plaster of the walls and recommended that those areas should be stripped and replastered, and that work was completed by the beginning of October, and then dehumidifiers were then used to help dry out the new plaster.
Then there was this meeting at the house. What happened?
Yes, this is one of the most recent things. Mr. Keeling says that the walls were still not dry, so he invited the landlord, the housing officer, a local councillor and the local MP, Penny Mordaunt, to visit the house. And the statement goes on to say about that meeting, it was observed that Mr. Keeling owned a tumble dryer which had no provision for outside venting. The use of such dryer venting internally would cause damp. The landlord's surveyor is of the opinion that the house would be free from damp if properly heated and ventilated, and nothing is used within it to create excessive water vapour. Of course, I should say at this point, I put that point back to Mr. Keeling. He categorically denies using the dryer indoors without venting. He says he puts a ventilation pipe out of the window.
So it's really down now to which surveyor is right, then?
Yes, that's right. He's really stuck between these two reports. The City Council says that Arthur's surveys were done by two specialist companies who aren't, though, legally accountable for their conclusions, and that the third report that he had was done by an independent surveyor who wasn't a member of the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors. And as the landlord surveyor is a member of the Royal Institute, they have to give more weight to that surveyor's conclusion. So Arthur is really in a difficult spot with no obvious way forward. And in the meantime, the council says it is trying to support him. It says that the housing team has been out to the property more than 10 times. They say they have offered Arthur alternative accommodation, but he hasn't been able to accept that, mainly because he's lived there for nearly 30 years and doesn't want to move, but also because it's been adapted to suit his particular needs, Jules.
Dominic, thank you for that update on that story, and we'll update you if we get any more news on it.